Olympic officials are calling for tighter security in Rio de Janeiro, even though the Summer Olympic Games are still 6 weeks away. Athletes have been mugged in the city in broad daylight, and that's prompted calls for heavier security come game time to be put into effect now. Crime is just one issue on a long list of problems Rio's reckoning with prior to the Games. There's also the threat of the Zika virus, contaminated water, and a political and financial crisis. The BBC's Wira Davis has been following it all from Rio, and Wira, the Olympics are more than a month away, as we said, but already there are a lot of athletes in Rio.
They come and go. I mean, some, like the sailors, for example, they tend to stay here for a long time. Indeed, it was an Australian Paralympic sailor who was robbed at gunpoint quite violently earlier this week in Botafogo, in the heart of Rio de Janeiro. Previous to that, a couple of Spanish Olympic sailors were also robbed at gunpoint. The sailing fraternity have a bit of a problem because where they're based is in one of the more dangerous parts of the city. Most of the athletes are going to be down in the southern part of Rio, which is considered a bit safer. And of course, they'll be transported to and from the games venues during the games. The problem is that before the games, while they're walking around the streets in the city, they are perhaps a little bit more vulnerable. But I think the wider problem is violence in the city. That it has one of the highest murder rates in the world. There's a lot of gang violence. Earlier this week in a hospital, there was a massive shootout between police and gang members when gang members broke into a hospital to try and release one of their chiefs who'd been detained in the hospital. And this was just a stone's throw from the Maracanã Stadium, where the Olympic opening ceremony would be taking place on the 5th of August.
So what does that say then about the state of security if something like that can happen at a hospital, in a hospital so close to the Olympic location?
Well, security is a problem here, and you can't divorce this from the economic situation, because Rio itself, as a city and as a state, the state of Rio is broke. So they've slashed security budgets here. Rio's security chief has already gone on record saying that, you know, his budget has been reduced by about a third, and that's going to seriously impact his ability to provide security before, during, and after the games.
So are the Olympic athletes being targeted specifically? Are they any more vulnerable than anybody listening would be out on the streets of Rio?
No, they're going to be a lot safer. I think the problem might be for the 500,000 visitors the city is expecting during the games. It's going to be people who don't understand the security protocols. You don't go out here with valuables. If you are mugged, the advice is always to give up whatever possessions you have. Don't try and fight back.
So Rio was able to successfully host the World Cup. It hosted a visit from the Pope. With the Olympics coming up, I guess the thing that's changed is the economic situation, which is making the security situation worse. Is there any hope that crime could go down or security will go up between now and the start of the games in August?
Well, you know, there's been a 15% increase in murders this year compared to the same period, you know, the year before. So crime is already going up. Brazil had this golden decade, you know, at the start of this century, between about 2002 to 2012, when everything was going right. And it was during that period that Brazil was given the World Cup and the Olympic Games. Things have gone downwards since then, and that has then fostered greater levels of insecurity and crime. You know, I was in a restaurant, in a bar, two nights ago, and a bus pulled up alongside, and there's an armed robbery on the bus, and there are people fleeing everywhere, hiding under tables, and this is in the middle of Copacabana, quite late at night, but, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens here with some regularity.
So what is the advice that officials there have for people who are coming, say Americans who are going to the Olympics or Paralympics, and those who are competing?
Well, I think it will be safe, mainly because of the high levels of security personnel on the streets, at least 100,000. I think the state, the city, and the federal government will go overboard to make sure it is safe during the games, or at least as much as they can.
Wira Davis reports for the BBC from Rio. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Our pleasure.